Radio Christian Voice News with Global Link.
South African court grants Zambian government repatriation of former President Lungu's body. SEC urged to act independently to effectively eliminate corruption in public institutions. And Ghana investigators find black boxes of a helicopter that crashed and killed two ministers. Good afternoon. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chinoba. A South African court has ordered that the body of former President Edgar Lungu be repatriated to Zambia for burial. The Pretoria High Court ruled that the late former President Edgar Lungu be buried in Zambia. The High Court gave a directive to the Lungu family to immediately hand over the body of the late former president to the representative of the Zambian government. The former president is entitled to a state funeral and therefore the wishes of the family cannot override that of the nation, the court said. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, is saddened by the recent tragic loss of a three-year-old boy who died after undergoing circumcision. Recently, a three-year-old boy in Livingstone was reported dead after undergoing circumcision at Livingstone University Teaching Hospital. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka today, MQHZ Director General Quince Mabu said the incident highlights the critical need for stringent safety measures and informed decision-making when it comes to medical procedures, particularly for young children. While circumcision offers several health benefits, every medical procedure carries inherent risks. Therefore, to ensure the best possible outcomes, parents must be fully informed about the potential risks and benefits to make an informed decision regarding their child's health, said Dr. Mabu. Dr. Mabu stated that this incident is a reminder that the health and safety of children must be top priority, calling for healthcare providers to adhere to the highest standards of care and safety. He has since called for a thorough investigation into this incident to determine the cause of death and identify measures to prevent similar incidents. Mr. Mabu said that doing so will also help to improve healthcare practices and policies, enhancing the safety and quality of care for all children.
Parents and caregivers must also prioritize their child's safety by seeking qualified healthcare professionals who can provide comprehensive care and guidance. This includes understanding the potential risks and benefits of circumcision and ensuring that healthcare providers adhere to the highest standards of safety and hygiene. The thorough investigation into this incident is very important to determine the cause of death and identify measures to prevent similar incidents in future.
Operation Young Vote, OIV Director Guest Miranda, has called on the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to operate independently and implement systems that can effectively combat corruption and promote good governance, particularly in addressing white-collar crimes. His remarks follow a recent statement from the SEC regarding an incident in Kasama where the commission arrested and charged Mike Musukwa, 34, a marketing assistant at the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, Kasama office, on multiple charges related to corruption and two counts of uttering false documents, contrary to sections 352 and 347 of the Penal Code Act, Cap 87, of the laws of Zambia. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka today, Mr. Miranda emphasized the need for strong quality control mechanisms and risk management strategies that are essential for the SEC to function effectively and hold public officials accountable without political interference or favor. Mr. Miranda expressed concern over what he described as a lack of political will within the SEC, stressing that the Commission must demonstrate a consistent and unwavering commitment to fighting corruption with actions that move beyond mere political rhetoric. Tangible and corrective measures must be taken immediately to safeguard national governance, Mr. Miranda urged.
And I think one thing that the anti-corruption really lacks is political will. You know that in the yesteryear the Anti-Corruption Commission was strong, so vibrant. If you get back to the deaths of His Excellency Levy Patrick Manawasa, may he so rest in peace. He was same on the fight against corruption, but that there's just mere talk, rhetoric, which is not helpful.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has won the full parliamentary by-election with its candidate, Malama Mufumelo, securing victory after polling 5,684 votes. Mr. Mufumelo defeated Brian Kunda of the New Congress Party, who garnered 1,665 votes. The by-election was held following the conviction of the former Member of Parliament, Maureen Mavonga. For a constituency returning officer, Gilbert Mango declared Mr. Malama duly elected earlier this morning. Socialist Party candidate Charles Mwanga came third with 1,507 votes, said Mr. Mango. Mr. Mango also confirmed that a total of 230 ballots were rejected during the counting process. In African news, Ghana's President John Mahama has promised a full investigation into Wednesday's helicopter crash that killed two government ministers and six other people. Defense Minister Edward Omane Boamah and Environment Science and Technology Minister Ibrahim Murtala Mohammed, both 15, were among those killed when a military aircraft crashed in the central Ashanti region. In a televised address to the nation, Mahama said the crash represented a personal loss for him. Coming up shortly, Netanyahu divides Israelis and allies with plan for new military push in Gaza. Listen more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's controversial plans for a new military push in the Gaza Strip have raised warnings from the army leadership, opposition from hostage families, and concerns that more Palestinians will be killed. He also risks isolating his country even further. In a meeting of the security cabinet that lasted 10 hours, ministers approved proposals for the takeover of Gaza City, which is likely to be the first phase for the Israeli military to assume full control of Gaza, as Netanyahu says it is his intention. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. A South African court has ordered that the body of former President Edgar Lungu be repatriated to Zambia for burial. Operation Young Vote, OIV Director Guest Miranda, has called on the Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, to operate independently and implement systems that can effectively combat corruption and promote good governance, particularly in addressing white-collar crimes. And Ghana's President John Mahama has promised a full investigation into Wednesday's helicopter crash that killed two government